This is a time of mourning for us here at Vatican Radio. Sadly, our former Director General, Jesuit Father Pasquale Borgomeo, passed away Thursday afternoon here in Rome, aged 76. Many of us here at the radio enjoyed the privilege of serving under his leadership and knew him well. I myself was personally hired by him many years ago, just like the director of our English programme, Sean Patrick Lovett, who I believe has caught the very essence of this special person, both at an intellectual and human level.
I was 21 years of age when I first met Father Pasquale Borgomeo. I arrived a day early for my job interview and could hardly speak Italian, but he hired me just the same. Over 30 years later, I think back on every meeting with him as an event. You always came away from an encounter with Father Borgomeo feeling that somehow your mind had been broadened. Whatever the subject matter, his brilliant intellect, his Neapolitan common sense, and almost Anglo-Saxon sense of humour left you with new insights, different perspectives, a heightened understanding of things. The fact was that he simply enjoyed communicating. He loved sharing his broad global vision on whatever it was you wanted to talk about, from politics to pop music. It was with that vision that he led Vatican Radio as Director General for over 20 years. He guided the radio through the difficult post-Cold War years and inspired it to face the technical revolution that continues to change the way we communicate today, always looking for new ways to expand and improve the way Vatican Radio confronts the challenge of spreading the message of the Church throughout the world. He was a Jesuit for 60 years and received his doctorate from the University of the Sorbonne. He spoke four languages. This is an extract from his farewell speech to the radio in 2005.
Nel momento del congedo, quello che domina in me è un sentimento di stupore, prima ancora che di gratitudine.
Father Borgomeo refers to what he calls a sense of wonder for the gift of being able to serve the Church and the Pope through such eventful years. Those of us who had the privilege of serving together with him echo that sense of wonder and gratitude. We are what we are and who we are, thanks also to him.
A sense of gratitude I'd like to join Sean in as we mourn Father Borgomeo.